now tuned in to the Restream Show.
Dreams, what you know about it?
You do that thing, you know.
We love that thing. What the dilly? It's another episode of the Rich Dream Show.
Show lives.
Hell yeah! Back in this thing with my boy G. I am your co-host, Smoke Dog. We're gonna bring it to you live and direct. If you didn't guess by the background, we talking about balls today.
Playoff time, man. Pause.
We talking about basketball. You know, it's the finals is just about to come around.
It's been a crazy playoff. Crazy playoff, man. Big crazy time. Playoffs this year.
Yeah. By the time y'all seeing this, actually game one will be over with. We're gonna go over all those predictions. You know, we're gonna see who on this panel that we're gonna bring to y'all has some basketball knowledge, who really know what they're talking about out here. Yeah. As always, give a shout out to our sponsors, the Now Legacy Network. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe, follow them on Facebook. Make sure you follow them on TikTok. They got a lot of different shows, a lot of content for y'all to come out with and enjoy, man. The Now Legacy. Sponsored by the Fishbowl Network. And of course, got to give a shout out to the Rich Dreams, Rich Dreams Apparel. Make sure you're looking out for the QR codes popping up throughout the show. That'll take you directly to where you can get the links to the merch. And if you got your Etsy.com app, you can get on there. Just search Rich Dreams. Make it your favorite shop. You can press the little heart button. It will be your favorite. That way you get alerts when we drop our new stuff. Put you on to the email bulletins as well.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Man.
Oh, before we start, also, man, shout out to my boy Bamon, man, from back home. For the trucker. They nice, you know what I'm saying? Hustle's always moving. I think that's his IG. So follow him, hit him up, cop some of his merch. As I always say, tell him G sent you.
Yeah, get that commission, my boy.
I will. Nah, it's like all good, man. We spread it around, man. It's enough fire for all of them.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta go ham with it. Hustlers always moving. That's fire. So today we're gonna bring on a couple of guests, help us talk a little bit about this ball.
Possibly a couple.
You know, as a black podcast, we definitely want to condone being punctual.
Punctual.
We do understand that life happens.
Work. You know? Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
all that. I got a question for you since we're talking about ball.
What's up?
You know, as coming up, as most youths, you like to play a little ball. I know you played a little bit back in school. When did you first know? When did you first come to the realization that you wouldn't go into the league, my man?
Man, first of all, let's bring our guest in because it's a story.
Oh,
he was there for this one.
Okay.
So let me introduce our guest, one of our possible two guests today. Man, this is my boy from back home, back from the crib. We've been rocking with each other solid for 10 plus years. It's my boy. He's known around the world, or at least around the DFW areas, DJ Cole Red. Check him out at Speeds on Thursdays and Fridays. Also, we got to get him to tell us about the other spot that he's at. But bring in my boy, DJ Cole Red, man, so I can tell his story, man.
Cole Red has entered the
What's going on?
Where are you located at now? Where are you right now?
Uh, I'm actually in Bedford right now. I'm at the gig. Like, I'm at the spot. I'm, like, right posted up outside, you know what I'm saying, at the spot. So right after I finish doing this, I'm going to be going up in there to set up and get, you know what I'm saying, get it popping over here. Starting off at 10 o'clock.
We appreciate you coming on, man. You know, and you know, doing this, I know it's time streak or whatever, but we appreciate it for sure, man. What's sure. The spot that you're at right now that you're DJing at?
The name of the spot is called Central Office Kitchen and Bar.
Okay.
You know, a bar and kitchen. Yeah. Okay. So Central Office Bar and Kitchen in Bedford, Texas, or whatever. I'm here on Tuesdays right now. From 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock for the most part. So just come through, you know, and hear some vibes, and got some affordable drinks and some games and some TVs and all that kind of stuff like that. So
that's like what that. I'm affordable yeah. drinks.
Affordable
keyword. Drinks. Keyword. Keyword.
Y'all just walk in front if you want to. Shit is high right now.
Man, what? Yeah. Affordable. Yeah, for sure.
Listen, so what's the question? Ask me that question again, right?
Oh, yeah. So, of course, we talk about ball. That's the topic of discussion today, basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, as young men growing up, you know, everybody liked to play a little ball, especially, you know, where we from. That was pretty much a lot of times all you had to do, walking around playing ball somewhere. And I was asking Brother G, because this is a realization that pretty much all of us have to go through. Some of it quicker than others.
At some point. Like, yeah.
When did you first know that you was not going to the league, my brother?
Hey, look, I told him we was going to wait to bring you all for this one, because I don't know if you remember, but we was in the eighth grade. We was in, I want to say we was in Mr. Blake's class, Louisiana.
Okay. History. Okay. Okay.
We was all in there, but Miss Flanagan was in there. You remember Miss Flanagan?
Okay, yeah.
Actually, can I get one second? Can we just give a shout out to Mr. Blake? Like,
he hard, yeah, he tough. He tough.
I remember when he started off, when I first met him, he was a bus driver. I'm talking about from bus driver, to principal. Like real estate.
He got a real estate company, been doing this thing for a while. Shout out to him. But yeah, we were in that class, and I remember Miss Flanagan came in there, bro. It's eighth grade. We like 13, 14 years old. And Miss Flanagan was like asking everybody, you know, what do you want to do when you what do you want to do as far as when you get out of school or for a career? And you know, all the guys in there, we on the team and shit. She go to the league. I think
what you mean?
Have you not seen
what else is there to do?
It ain't nothing else to do.
So she, I think she asked Mario this though. She asked our boy, our homeboy Mario. This.
Okay.
She was okay. She asked him what he wanted to do. He was like, I want to be a professional basketball player. And she was like, okay. She was like, do you know most people don't make it to the league? And you have to be a certain height and all this. And I'm just like, damn, man.
Hey, you thought about it.
And she ain't even asked me, but when she was asking Mario, I was like,
dang. I'm shorter than half the class.
Yeah, we both short. So I mean, we about the same height, so what that leave me? I mean, I feel like I'm better than Mario at the time.
Right.
I'm like, what that leave me? But
Miss walk right down on y'all dreams. Walk
She had to be going through some.
I'm 13, 14 year old to us like that, man. Let us
see.
Negative should do it.
That's crazy.
When was your moment? Because I know you played. I didn't play in high school. Y'all played in high school. So what was your moment where you was like,
oh, gee,
you don't need this basketball stuff for me. Like, as far as
I'm going to tell you, because you know me and Dennis was best friends.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you mine, bro. Like, I was actually, I don't know if y'all remember, I was sneaking in the Central Gym. Like, after high school, even during high school, because I
We
sometimes
we
I used to cook them
in Central Gym.
Oh yeah, and Steve, some of them boys, I used to get with this, but I wouldn't play that much come game time. So after high school, it was a period, I'm gonna say for about maybe a year or so, maybe 6 months to a year, where I was sneaking in the Central Gym. Like I would drive up to the Central Gym, the outside gym, and check to see how they forget to leave the doors. Sometimes they forgot to lock the doors. Right. So I'm up in there. So when I found that out, I was like, I was checking like every week. Like I was going like on the weekends and stuff when we wasn't in school during the summer. I'm going up to Central, bro. I had got a chair and everything. Like I got a chair. Like you know how you do cones, sit up cones and stuff. Like in the gym and dribble around them and all that kind of stuff. Bro, I didn't put chairs at the free throw line. I'm going elbow to elbow, full court. Like, I'm like, for real? Like, I'm like, yeah, man, I know I got to put the work in. You feel me? So I think, like I was recording myself, too. Recording myself on video. Like, everything. The whole nine, bro. I'm like, this is going to be my highlight mixtape that I'm sending to a college or some shit. You feel me? For real. So I say about after a year of that, I don't know. Like, I think I started working. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like just focus more on work and other stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, yeah, man, I don't know, man. Like, I ain't really know how to try to go about it or try to pursue. You know what I'm saying? So after that, it kind of just died out for the most part. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? That's kind of what it was, bro. So, but for sure.
And you know, a lot of that is kind of like, think about had you been doing that today, like with social media and how big it is now, like it wasn't big like that when we was fresh out of high school. Like these kids, I say this all the time, you know, I cut a bunch of teenagers that play sports and all of that. I'm like, bro, like y'all are in like prime position. Like y'all don't even have to wait on coaches to send highlight tapes to college.
Right.
Y'all can make that on Instagram every day.
Right.
Y'all can make a video every day, y'all.
All that editing and reeling that they doing,
Man, it's definitely easier to get found these days. Like,
for sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that probably would have worked if it would have been like today, man. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, for me, I don't think I was like, I never was like in basketball. Like, it always was a reality to me. Like, I am short. You know what I mean? Compared to like, you know, Nick Fisher. Nick Fisher wasn't even tall. Nick Fisher was like really in the grand scheme of things. Nick Fisher was like what, 6'1", 6'2"? But he was playing center for us. You know what I'm saying? Like Ken Reed was like, you know, he was like 6'3", 6'4", maybe. You know what I'm saying? That's a small guard. That's a point guard in the league. You know what I'm saying? And what like. Like, this is years later, but when it really, really like the when it really come into like full circle for me is like just when I look at other people, like I'd probably be Miss Flanagan today because it's like when I think of how many people are in the league, when I think of how many people are actually in the NBA, bro, like we ain't talking 500 people, you know what I'm saying? Like 400 something people in the league, but when you look around, so many kids want to hoop, you know what I'm saying? So many kids want to hoop. Every kid is growing up and they like, I want to be Steph, I want to be James Harden, I want to be, you know what I'm saying, LeBron, Jordan, whoever, you know what I'm saying? That's what they want to do. So it's like, bro, like you got the work ethic that you need, you know what I'm saying? Like some people are good. I'm pretty sure we all know somebody from the hood, right? That was nice. That was crazy. Like, man, that nigga good. Like, you might say Bobby Newton from Natchez, from back home. You know what I'm saying? Something like, he was going crazy. But other stuff come into play, like, rather it's the grades, rather it's it might be politics. Like, that's some of the things that I've heard. You know what I'm saying? Like, politics is involved in it. You know what I mean? Like, the storyline, like, you know, like, you know, so just stuff like that, man. But, that's crazy.
The NBA is a business, just like everything else. So when you look at it in that scheme, it's definitely going to be some, you know, who you know type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's gonna have to play into it when you, because when you look at it, like the people that stars today, they be having some type of relationship with other stars, type of shit. Like they've been going to, like Steph went to like LeBron training camp.
Or yeah,
like
right. They go to some of the, yeah. You be having they go to some
type of end,
yeah, for sure. So for sure,
with somebody from a climbing like us, where it's just a super small town,
it's right.
Like, it's gonna be like you got
right.
First, you gotta have somebody that's like, okay, I see the potential, and I want to make sure they get there. That's the first thing. You just trying to do it off the strength of, hey, I feel like I can do this, so I'm gonna
right.
That's only gonna care.
Right. It's like you gotta know people. I feel like you gotta know people because you gotta get into those camps. You gotta be in a position where I don't know. I feel like the college, what that is, the summer league, when summer league do that, the combine. Yeah. So it's like we're in AAU and stuff like that, where the top players go head to head. They got top players, Nike, you know what I'm saying, from Nike camp, Adidas camp, you know what I'm saying? Like you got to go and play in some of these top circuits against some of the other top players in, you know, high school that year, whatever, blah, 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 you know. And that's where I think most of the high-end recruiters and stuff like that and scouts, you know, see them kids and stuff like that. So, you know, not even really knowing, but we grow up around these parts and stuff, and you ain't never really been to none of that. You just played at a high school unless you really just doing numbers and just crazy where word of mouth is like, oh, he's dunking up. He's going 50 points per game. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. It's probably a million kids scoring 20 points per game. You know what I'm saying? Like, realistically.
And you think about it, man. You think about, like, all of the guys, at least, like, back in the late 90s, like, around, you know, when T-Mac then was coming, Kobe then was coming, Vince Carter. A lot of those guys were going to different high schools just to get more exposure. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what they'll move, like, I think T-Mac moved from Florida to like a whole other state to go to high school.
That makes sense.
Mount Zion Academy is at.
To be themed.
Yeah.
To be themed. It's kind of like go where it's at type deal. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. That makes sense. That makes sense.
So I think that's definitely a big thing, especially coming from where we coming from. We don't have any exposure on, you know, certain, you know, football and basketball. And and it's like we don't really have anybody out there that's been through, you know what I'm saying? Like
Joe Dumars.
What's Joe Dumars done for negatives? You let me know.
I don't know. I ain't never met the man.
I see his mama house still on the team, though. I guess that's their house. You know, this is mom's house.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen foundation or him raising money for a basketball youth group or none of that.
He might have done some stuff in the private. We can't say. He might have done some things.
Oh, yeah, not to criticize. I'm just saying it wasn't.
I'm criticizing.
I'm criticizing.
And that's why I'm gonna get my little start off.
Yeah, for sure.
And I noticed nobody asked me that question, but
you a football guy though, man. You a football guy. So okay, well
I actually play in junior high.
Okay.
So when NJH was still a thing, Nags Junior
High
school,
I played on the seventh grade team, but I was actually a replacement player. Y'all remember that movie, The Replacement?
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody got hurt and they got you.
No, not even that.
Okay.
So
that's how before you saw it. That's how it was. I don't know if you remember, but when we was in eighth grade, that's how it was. Rashard broke his wrist. No.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what's the dude last name?
Jimmy Brown.
He was on the team.
I know.
Shout out Jimmy Brown, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he broke his wrist. And then that's how Gerald Remo got on the team, took his spot. Yeah.
Gotcha. I remember my boy Gerald. I feel it.
The left hand.
I remember my boy Gerald, man.
Yeah.
For sure. Shout out to Gerald, man. Shout out to Gerald, for sure.
Shout out to Gero, man.
For real.
So similar to that. So, of course, we tried out. They picked who was going to be on the team. I wasn't one of the few, but I think they maybe played one, maybe two games, and then grades came out.
Uh-oh.
When I tell you, all but I think maybe one, maybe two guys, everybody got put off the team because of grades that year. They had everybody that didn't make the team would be like,
You mean to tell me basketball wasn't a motivation? For some young black kings coming up, basketball wasn't the motivation.
I remember,
basketball was my motivation.
Yeah,
basketball was my motivation to keep my grades at average level, bro. I wasn't gonna do all of this. I wasn't gonna go up. You know what I'm saying? But see, average.
We was in seventh grade, bro. This is the most embarrassing, one of the most embarrassing moments of my life, man. I'm going in there to try out. I'm looking around. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna toast these boys. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking around. I'm like, ain't nobody up in here that can really just guard me like that. So, and I'm looking around and he calling out the names on the list. And at this point, when we was in school, they already had the grades before tryouts. So they already knew what you had before a tryout. So if your grades wasn't good, then you couldn't even try out.
Yeah, you might well not come. Yeah.
You don't even come.
Yeah, for sure.
What I should have done. Not even came. Man, I got in that gym, bro. Coach Hernandez. He called my name. He was like, you have two F's, buddy. You can't try out. I was like,
He was like that. He will embarrass you, dog.
She played for Nagy Central and she played under him and she used to tell me stories about him, but I never really had experience.
No, that nigga, he wasn't playing, bro. Like he did not play. He was cute, cut to the chase. He wasn't gonna beat around.
VN
was cool. But that dude right there, he wasn't. But
yeah, Hernandez.
Yeah, that made me, the next year I was actually on the honor rolls the first 9 weeks, I think, in eighth grade. So it did motivate me to have my grades
right. Exactly. That's what it was.
Look, kids need that a little bit more. More of that.
Absolutely.
More frontal, hey.
Yeah.
Put your shit together.
Just think about if they had like some type of gaming course to be a professional gamer or something these days or something. They probably do. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure the kids that like to game and stuff like that, they'll be motivated even like, you know what I'm saying? If they grades not up to par and they like, well, you can't be in the gaming club if your grades not up to par. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like that'll motivate some kids, I'm sure. You know, it gotta be some type of something like that for sure.
Yeah. Big Smoke, what we getting into today?
All right, yeah, we're gonna cover these finals. We just got the announcement on Sunday when the Heat took care of the Boston Celtics, went ahead and finished them off in a 7-game series, went all 7 games. Jimmy Butler ended up being the MVP of that series. It was crazy. It was about to be the first team to come back from that.
Hold on, real quick before we go to the finals. Can we talk about the conference finals in the West real quick? Can we want to skip over that? Because I don't think we talked about that last week.
I feel like I had an episode already that y'all to discuss this. You know what I'm saying? And you know good damn well. You know good damn well.
We really did. Hey,
man, you know what? Forget this interview, cuz.
Get out of here.
Hey, our last episode, we did it while, like, we was actually playing the game live during the episode, so we didn't finish it. So let's talk about that. Now take them off.
I might have to shed a tear or something, you know what I mean? Nah, man.
Go check it out.
Nah, man, y'all gonna bring it up. Nah. I should have known this was a setup.
Wow,
this is
I had no doings with this, man. Look, I ain't telling him to do this, though.
He's a LeBron, hey. LeBron fan.
Hey, you know me, man. I don't care what happened to the Lakers, man. It's all about what happened to LeBron. You know what I'm saying? It's all about LeBron. So
with that being said, man, what do you think the Lakers can do to improve next year? I know every LeBron fans want LeBron to get one more so that he can try and take that number one spot. Like I said last week, he got two on lock. Nobody's touching him at two. At the two spot is better.
Right.
Yeah, nobody's touching him at two. He got that on lock. For sure. But I know.
Yeah, you can hear the song. You can see the sarcasm all over. The disrespect. Yeah, I heard two. Go ahead. Carry on. Like Kendrick Perkins said, carry on.
But now, look. So what do you think they need, or what piece do they need next year? If he's gonna try to get this this fifth ring, what do you think they need to do?
I'm gonna try to be realistic on it and quick and not too crazy with it. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I'm pretty sure everybody and their mama like, oh, Kyrie Irving, but just rumblings that I'm hearing and stuff like that, it might be hard to equip that and keep the same roster. So they looking. I feel like somebody like a Fred VanVleet, just somebody more consistent and better than kind of what D-Lo did. Mm. If I'm not mistaken, Fred VanVleet did win a championship in Toronto alongside Kawhi. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for what D-Lo did this year, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Fred VanVleet, I guess, but at the same time, I still think they need a big man. I don't know what Dwight at. Dwight in Taiwan somewhere messing with them Korean ladies or something. I don't know, but like, I don't know who gonna be that backup center. But I'm looking at something like you need a standard kind of five, you know, a big body to deal with, you know, to give AD a break. If he there and Fred VanVleet, that's what I can say. If you can keep that most of that same roster together, I feel like they'll be all right. I mean, you can run it back unless you just want to try to bolster the whole lineup to where when AD, LeBron, and whoever other big wig that they run and go get is like, oh, you can't beat that team type thing. But you know what I'm saying? Unless they just want to try to make LeBron like, oh, we gonna be the overwhelming favorites going into the season. But I feel like if they keep that roster, they get a training camp in, just trying to be realistic. I mean, they can be right back up there. I feel like they can compete again in the Western Conference.
Yeah. No, so I still think it's pretty open in the West like it was this year. We'll see what the Suns do. But if the Lakers, like you said, I think if they can keep that core together, I don't think they really need Kyrie. They just need a guy, like you say, a Fred VanVleet that can play on both ends. You can play him the whole game. You don't have to, like, sub him out defense, offense. Yeah. And he can hit.
You think so?
Hit big, yeah. That's what they do in Toronto.
He's a small guard, though. He's a small guard. And, you know, in the playoffs, you know, they will pick on a smaller guard. I feel like he should be stronger.
He's strong.
He's a small, strong guard.
He's a Kyle Lowry type dude.
I can see that. That's a fair comparison.
Something like that.
Yeah. And he's been there before and won. So that you can never take him away from that experience. Mm-hmm. I think they don't need to. They don't really need Kyrie. You know, I don't think they need him. But I think they can definitely contend next year. Just add
everybody need a Kyrie. Huh?
I don't know. It ain't work for Dallas.
Hey, I'm just going to – the thing about Kyrie, like I say, obviously, he's one of the more skilled players in the league and stuff. It's just the fact that, like, what Jamal Murray was doing in that Western Conference Finals, the way he was able to shot create and get shots off at, like, you know, with this amount of defense on him, oh, that's a great contest. That's good defense. That's just better offense. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? That's the things that Kyrie bring. Like a Fred VanVleet, obviously a D'Angelo Russell. It ain't gonna be at a high level. It ain't gonna be as consistent as a Jamal Murray for sure. So I mean, but that's the level that Kyrie bring. That's why Kyrie is Kyrie, I guess, you know. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I believe he definitely got that in him. But I like I said, I don't think it's paramount that they just, oh, we have to get Kyrie or it's a bust. Like, it's nothing next year. No, I don't think it's like
that. Let me ask y'all this. What y'all think about Damian Lillard? Y'all think he gonna be on the move?
He sounds like he ain't playing with him right now. Like, he really sounds like he not playing about this. If y'all don't tighten up in free agency this year, I don't want to rebuild. He sounds like
where do you think Damian Lillard would go? Should go.
If he goes anywhere.
Man.
I wouldn't mind seeing him go to Miami. Mm. I think he'd be good down there because that's really what they need. They have a hard time scoring.
Yeah,
you know.
The playoffs is about defense, and so they in the championship. No, again, in the last, you know what I'm saying? It can be argued that that's the type of players that they thrive with. You know, just that's the type of team that they thrive with.
But I think a guy like Dame, I think he can go anywhere because I think he has that old school mentality. I think he with whatever the group is with, whatever we on. I ain't gonna go away from what the team on. I'm gonna come down here and bring what I am to y'all, and I'm gonna fit in with y'all. But that's how I look at Dame. I think
you got one right.
I think Dame can go anywhere and fit in with any team. But I just would like to see him in Miami.
Yeah, I was thinking like with Giannis. I would love to see Dame go play with Giannis. I would love to go see Dame play with Giannis. I would love that. Yeah. That'd be nice.
That would be
good. But yeah, for sure.
Who you got, Rob? Let
me see. Where would he fit real cool at?
Which I think he fit both teams. I think he fit both teams, though.
Y'all both said the East. I'm trying to see, could he go in the West somewhere and flourish?
The Clippers?
Lakers?
Obviously that, right? That would be the average Laker and LeBron fan, that what we would say for sure. But you know,
even the Pels, man. What about the Pels?
I think the Pels just need Zion to stay healthy, bro.
Yeah,
I think the Pels could have literally been probably in the conference finals this year at the least.
They would have been the Kings.
No, they would have been out. I think they
could. They would have got put out the same round as the Kings, basically. That's what I'm saying.
No. They making it past the first round.
The Kings got put out second round, didn't they?
First round.
Show did.
Yeah, they making it past the first round.
Okay, so they'll do what the Warriors did. Yeah, I like that.
Or make it to the put the Lakers out. In the semis.
Let's not act like AD want none of Zion, bro. If he was healthy, let's not act like AD want none of them problems.
He want them.
Let's not act like he do want them problems.
He don't want
AD. Don't want none. AD don't want none of healthy Zion, bro.
Zion. I mean, I don't know, man. Zion is a
AD. He's not like physical. That's why he don't like playing center, bro.
I don't know, but like Zion, I just look. Do you think height would be a factor in that matchup?
Nope, because he's too athletic. Nope, not at all. He too big. He too athletic, bro. Too explosive. I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't want to put no money on AD at this point. So
you might be right.
Yeah, well, that's what the man said. So I ain't gonna argue with it.
Nah, I honestly believe, like, bro, if Zion is healthy, like, man, I don't think nobody too much want to see him down in that paint, man.
He'll problem. Your problem.
Bully action.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but I, that wouldn't be a bad look though, him down there with CJ again. That wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But yeah, would they be able to keep all that?
Nah, they ain't got no money. They ain't got no money.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be able to do all that, really.
Nah.
You know what the Clippers gonna do? Cause they just get hurt every year.
Man, I don't know, bro. That's a tricky.
They got to do something. But you just got a new facility, so.
You need
the stars. You know what I mean?
You need the stars. Yep. And Kawhi probably finna miss this whole season. You can believe that. He might miss some of 2025 season or whatever.
That's crazy. At this point, you ain't even got no stars in your new facility.
Just got new building. They ain't got nobody in there.
I feel bad. I ain't gonna say I feel bad for the owner because I don't feel bad for no billionaire. But
not at all.
Yeah.
He better ask LeBron. He'll be barred that hyperbolic time chamber, damn it.
Man, he'll be all right. Shoot, they're gonna be all right. Well, Paul George probably will be back next season though.
Paul George.
Hey, Pete Russell, man. You know Russ. He bring the people out, man.
Oh man. They can go get D'Angelo Russell and trade us a couple road pieces. Trade LA a couple road pieces.
Nah,
I'm all for it.
They got good role players over there for sure.
They do play.
That's it.
They ain't got no leadership.
Nah. Ty Lue the leader. Ain't got nothing on the floor, but Ty Lue the leader.
Yeah,
hard to say Kawhi leading by example when he ain't playing. So
exactly, great point.
Man,
for sure, man.
But now, man, we got this finals though, bro.
Since you brought it up, the Western Conference Finals is over. Denver swept the Lakers. They swept LeBron.
Yeah, they did, huh?
You know, they've been sitting up for about a cool week and some change, waiting on the Eastern Conference.
Boy, been chilling.
And Miami had to go way too long, almost let history be made on them. Had the Celtics down 3-0 and gave up three consecutive games.
Play games until game seven, bro.
Is it
a conspiracy though, bro? Because look how they looked last night. Jimmy looked different.
Yeah.
Everybody started back hitting their shot. They blew them out. This looked like the first three games.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
I don't know, man. Like me, when I think
a couple seconds had a lot to do with it too, though, I think.
Because I didn't watch all of that game. I just, when I hear and see stuff like that, I think I kind of give benefit of the doubt of, like, you know, over. I don't just jump straight to conspiracy type. I kind of be like of the mindset. Maybe I feel like with the experience between Spoelstra, Pat Riley, Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, you can throw him in there too. He a champion. Or whatever, you know. I feel like with all of that experience and knowledge, I feel like the Heat possibly could have just been on some, like, when we really need to close out. Which I don't know why you would just not do that in an earlier game, right? But you know, I feel like when it's time to really close, I feel like they probably just got a couple different things that they pull out that they might can go to maybe. That, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we ain't been doing this like that much. You know, I just give that credit to, like, people like that, like the OGs in the organization, you know, the veteran experience and all that type of stuff for the most part. Like, maybe they know something, you know. And then, like I say, keep in mind, you didn't see at that point, you didn't got beat. If you were mentally, which Miami is a mentally tough ball club, you can't say they not. Miami is a mentally tough ball club. So I feel like at that point you didn't see Boston beat you three times straight. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Row, man. It's hard to beat.
Yeah. So
especially after losing three.
So, you know, I feel like the mentally weak team, they fold. They like, man, we didn't lose. But that shows, I feel like, mental toughness on Miami behalf, because it's like, you know, we got beat three times in a row, yeah, but we done seen y'all do this, do this, do that, do this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I guess, you know, I guess it went to the better team. Credit Miami.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I think strong defensive team, which that's going to always rear its head in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's something that you yourself can control that. You can turn up your defensive intensity at any point.
Effort, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tatum just wanted to shoot three.
I think also, like you say, with the coaching, I think that was probably one of the, if not the main factor with, you know, the Celtics, what's his name, Mazzulla, him being a first-year rookie coach. The team last year was geared more towards defense. Now the Boston Celtics are geared more towards offense. I think Spo just, he know how to make adjustments. He know how to counter.
Yeah.
You know, you can't I think I seen a post. I think one of my John posted this. He was like, man, I used to give, you know, Bron all the credit for, which, yeah, you know, Bron fans normally do. They give Bron credit for everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can understand that.
But we do. Think about it, Spo, this is second time going to the chip without Bron. You think about Ty Lue, if he can ever get a healthy team, they may go to the finals. You never know. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, they most definitely benefited from learning from LeBron. But you know, however y'all want to word it, whatever narrative, it make LeBron look good. As LeBron, old coach, he learned some stuff from LeBron. You
know? Oh, okay.
Oh man, no, but yeah, most definitely. You know, Spoelstra most definitely a good coach. Yeah, for sure.
He wanted to talk.
Because like I say, I think I seen something today online where it's like Pat Riley as a coach went to the finals, he went to one of them finals like 10 times. This when he was a coach. Right. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so yeah, I most definitely think LeBron most definitely benefited. You know, I wouldn't like, I got to be honest in my assessment of it all. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm a huge LeBron fan, obviously, but it's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure LeBron learned a lot from Pat Riley. And just when you listen to the media talk and stuff like that, a lot of people give Pat Riley credit. And I just be like.
And he the GM.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So having that as a top guy to go to in an organization and be like, you know, hey. They got that as a resource. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think that's always beneficial for sure.
I'm one of the few GMs in the league that really knows the game, you know, back and forth. Play, coach.
Yeah. He played. And that's what it was. That's what he was showing. He was like, he went three times as a player and he went 10 times as a coach. You get what I'm saying? And I think like six times in the final as a GM. So that's impressive. Like you gotta get that credit. Yeah, for sure.
Turn that car light on, man. You're starting to sunset.
Yeah, man. I feel like Derrick Jackson up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Feel like my boy Derrick Jackson up in here, man.
Show up right now too, but that's another thing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. So, yeah.
We got the Nuggets. Everybody's saying it, which is, you know, I don't know too many Denver fans since Carmelo left. One of the most slept on top teams in like the last decade, really.
Mm-hmm. Last four or five years for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
like you say the Denver Nuggets slept on? They most definitely put them off. They put them off for sure. They put them off. But like I say, man, I ain't know when they was gonna break through, but I did have that in mind. I was like, bro, just looking at them, but like, obviously Jamal Murray got hurt, you know, for a couple of years, whatever. Health most definitely was a thing. But I said that probably like 2.5 or so years ago, bro. I was like, Man, Denver, they looking like they building a roster with the chemistry and everything. They got the right pieces that in the next 5 years or so, they might be able to compete. They might be competing for a championship, and you know, because they always was in the race, you know what I'm saying, in the playoffs and stuff like that. Just people ain't really believing them for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't really too much that they don't got. You know what I mean? They got a big man. If you want to talk about scoring ability, you got your point guard in Jamal Murray who can turn into Kyrie and Kevin Durant at the same time. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the better shot creators. You know, remember in the bubble when him and Donovan Mitchell was going at it? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they dropping 50 balls. 50. Here, I'll give you 50. You give me 50. You know what I'm saying? So, boy can hoop. You know, and then you got Michael Porter Jr., 6'10 wing. Who can shoot the three and put the ball in the hoop. You know what I'm saying? And you got to think about how tall they is. I think at one point in time they had, when I was looking at that time for Denver, they had Jeremy Grant. Remember that year when they played the Lakers in the bubble? They had Jeremy Grant, who played for Portland now. That's like a long, tall, lengthy, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, bro, height and skill, they can score. And so now, this the year for him, I guess, you know?
Like we were saying, championship pedigree, KCP out there.
Yep.
He like real vocal, real leadership piece.
Got at the one. Yep. I like that. Yep, I like how they got Aaron Gordon. They got Aaron Gordon maybe like 2 years ago. But you can tell that he didn't really quite fit yet. But this year, like it seemed like he fitting in perfect. You know, everybody's healthy, and you added, like you say, KCP. You got Bruce Brown. I love that, man. I love
that. Was a great pickup for him. That was a great pickup.
Center for the,
I did not like him. He wanted him. He wanted them guys. He was one of in that Lakers and Denver series. He most definitely was one of those guys that like you would love to play with him. But you don't want to play against him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For sure. Man, yeah, he was that guy.
They got a complete team. And I think even the coach,
he's a good coach.
Come from under Pop. I want to say.
I think you're right. I think I heard that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that's a mentally tough, and you can tell, you know, like that's the thing about Denver too, which you might not, some people might not notice, like, but I feel like Denver is a mentally tough team. Although you might want to look at Denver and you might be like, it don't look like they just, so physically, but I ain't necessarily talking about a physically imposing team like that. But I'm like, I feel like they're a mentally tough team because they beat the Clippers. They didn't came back 3-1. And beat. From two, I think they did that like twice over the last couple of years. Like, I know they did it to the Clippers.
Did they do it in the bubble? Did they do it to Utah the series before?
They did it to Utah. So that's two times where they done been down and counted out, and boys were like, "We got y'all up 3-1. It's over." And Denver came back and won. Yep. So that's a credit to Mike Malone and everybody over there for the most part. Yep. So, yeah, so it's good. It should shape up to be a good series, man. A good series as in 4-1 or sweep, in my opinion.
I give him one. I get a Heat one. I give him one, man. I just think, I don't know. I want to ride with the Heat because I messed with Jimmy. He was he played with the Bulls when I was a big D Rose fan.
Hey man,
I seen this
ride with him.
I'm a ride.
Ride with him for 4 games straight, bro. I did it. I had to do it. That's what my boy LeBron. You know what I'm saying? I had to ride it out. Like I knew. Like I most definitely heard the naysayers and everything else. I heard it. You know what I'm saying? But I know what I thought. I was like, yeah, he looking too good for it, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. D'Angelo Russell ain't doing nothing. Hey. I feel like Darvin Ham ain't putting the right players out at all the time. Like, whew. Little boy Denver, you can't, you know? They just beat us. They just better. They just beat us, dog.
I'm a ride with them, but
Denver finna go to Pound Town on that thing, cuz. Denver finna go Pound Town on that thing.
That's crazy though. But I think with the Heat, man, they're such a they're an interesting team, man. Like, they're an interesting bunch because you think about all of the non-drafted, the second round players they got. Like, they're really a team full of people that got looked over, didn't even get drafted. You know what I'm saying? Even Jimmy. Like, Jimmy was a second round pick. Like, he wasn't. I don't think he was a high pick like that.
Big chip.
Yeah.
So I think it's amazing what they're doing. But when you see stuff like that, you kind of want the underdog. You know, I kind of always give favor to the underdog, but
right.
LeBron always the underdog.
The way they put that whooping on LeBron,
LeBron is always the underdog. That's what I'm saying. What time LeBron went to the finals and they wasn't the underdog type of. I think LeBron was the underdog in this series.
I think they were the underdog. But I know one thing. All three of us picked them to win, didn't we? We picked the Lakers to win. I picked the Lakers to win.
Yeah.
I was like, man, they could probably go win six.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got more to
but do. I think that's kind of like me waiting to see if Denver is real. We hadn't got to see it
yet. Yeah, because we ain't never seen. We ain't know Denver was like that. We ain't know they were ready. Because they always be up there. But they most definitely did that this year because it's like they wasn't playing. Because you think about it, they was hooping. They was the number one team in the league. You know what I'm saying? Number one record type thing. You know, number one in the West for sure. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Was it the whole league that they had the best record?
I want to say the league. Yep. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. So, my final answer, I'm going with the Heat.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Stand on it, cuz. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to stand by him.
Hey, I like to hear it. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. You know what I'm saying?
You got it right.
Man, I believe in Jimmy too. I'm not gonna care. And because I believe in Jimmy, Denver in six.
Wow, this dude. This dude here.
They gonna get Tyler Hero back. So It's gonna be competitive. I don't see them just going down and getting their ass beat 4-0 like some other people.
I'm gonna tell you this.
I don't think
they gonna get 2 games for sure. I think if they get 1 game, I don't believe that Pat Riley and Spoelstra help LeBron be a better. No, man, but I think, like I say, for me, I want to try to give him one. But man, I don't know, man. Sometimes I see hoop, and I'm just like I say, I'm watching the Celtics and the Miami series, and when boys going 5-6 for 20, 19, all that kind of stuff, I just be like, I feel like down the stretch, Jimmy was just running into people and trying to get a foul. And I feel like Denver got big bodies. So the length of Denver and stuff like that, is like that. I feel like that plays a factor. You know what I mean? Like,
too, and they had two good shot blockers down there. That Celtics, they ain't no short team now.
Oh yeah, but the Celtics, man, like Jason Tatum, 200 pounds. Like, I don't know. He just
Robert Williams, Horford, you know, they got long guys out there.
It's just to me, after seeing how Miami let that series slide, you can't have that type of
Do that with Denver. And this Denver first time too. This their first time in the finals. They, like they obviously,
they got to steal game.
Yeah,
they got to.
That would be that. That might. Yeah, that might. That might be a thing. That might be a thing. That might be the key to them getting two games.
Yeah. They got to put a fear in their heart, man. Steal game.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, you got the home court, so now you, even if they win game two, you got two games at home. So
for sure.
Yeah, but I
so
like I said, I'm gonna pick the Heat in seven, but that's with my heart. But with my head, I'm going Denver. I'm going Denver in five, man. With my head, man.
Your heart finna be broke. That heart finna be broke.
You had a good run, man. You had a great run.
Hey, they made it. Well, so what do you think the Heat do if they lose this series? What do you think? Is that the end of the Jimmy Butler saga?
Get Damian Lillard. Get Damian Lillard. Get Damian Lillard. Get Damian Lillard. Or try to get somebody that's a bona fide scorer. Get somebody that's a bona fide scorer, man.
Like at what position? Like
it can be at guard, it can be at the wing. Because Jimmy can play two or the three. So it can be at the two, the three, the one. You may have to get a big body to help Bam out. You know, when you're playing against these guys like Embiid and you know,
that's where
Who do you think gonna have the biggest impact on that series?
From either team?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say I think it's gonna come down to Jamal Murray. I think you're gonna have Jimmy and you're gonna have Yoke. They're gonna both do their thing. So check it out. Jamal Murray gonna be the key. But if Jamal Murray is hooping, Bam, if they gonna win, if they wanna win and they plan on winning, Bam gonna have to like really step up because they got nobody else.
You think AD couldn't guard Bam? AD couldn't guard Jokic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jokic gonna get what he want. You can't,
bruh. Bam, I think Bam shorter. I mean, I feel like Bam is a more of an athlete than you know, AD. It ain't that much work you can do, buddy. I don't think it's that much work you can get done, but like that's overtime. Like that right there.
No, it's not.
I feel like that matchup, Bam and Adebayo versus Jokic.
And I don't think it's gonna be like that because I watched the last game. I watched the whole last game. You said you didn't watch it, right, Colbert?
Right.
So basically, what they did,
they're gonna scheme
most of the part as far as like defensive scheme. So they would pick them up full court. Once they got across, they would get into like this 2-3 zone and kind of. I'm thinking that's what they're gonna have to do to like.
Soon as Jokic get the ball, you gonna see little bitty Miami Heat playing, like, you know what I mean? Like,
you got to.
But yeah, I feel like once that happened though, you gotta think about it. Jokic is such a great passer, and they got such great chemistry between that Denver team. So it's like double him, okay? Like he's just gonna go crazy. He might have a game where he got 17, you know what I'm saying, assists or some crazy joint. Yeah. 19 assists.
So if you the Heat, let me ask you this. I'm gonna ask both of y'all this. what do you do if you're, of course, the Heat are the underdog, and everybody, I'm sure everybody's expecting the Heat to lose. What do you do to, like, stop that? What is your game plan on defense for Denver?
I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I ain't that good. I ain't that good of a basketball mind to see with the bodies that I know that Miami got. The bodies that I know that Miami got, I can't see how I'm going to put this team in position to beat Denver, to stop Jokic, to stop Denver, bro. Because it ain't just, like I say, it ain't just Jokic you worried about. Like, these boys are making shots. When Jamal Murray get it, he's making shots. When the ball get kicked to KCP, he's making shots. MPJ, Michael Porter Jr., he's making shots. Like, and if Bruce Brown making shots and Aaron Gordon, obviously that's the guy that the Lakers just try to help off, and he wasn't doing nothing like that much from the 3-point line or whatever. That last game he had a good game. That was one of his better games, but like,
it's pick your poison. It's a reason why they, you know, swept the.
Yeah,
trying to be funny, but the Lakers.
The
second half of the team. The second,
for sure.
The second half of the year, they were one of the best teams, one of the best defensive teams.
Yeah, and they swept them.
Yeah. So you got to pick your poison. But I think for me, I won't yoke to always see multiple. Now, however, we got to do it to where, as far as scheme, as far as like, okay, we'll leave this guy open. Probably be Aaron Gordon. They probably give Aaron Gordon a lot of shots. But I gotta have Yoksi four arms in there. We live with them hitting threes, right? We will live with that because
we
bro, you know they don't have anybody to guard Yoke one on one.
So you just let Jokic go 50.
Well,
that's how KD and them got a game or two.
Yeah.
Cause Jokic just went crazy. They just single man guarded him. Jokic had like 40 or 50. You know what I mean? But he had that 50 point triple double, but they lost. They lost that game.
Who the Nuggets?
Yeah, they lost that game.
But then also I think the Suns scored better than the Heat. So it's like they got more scoring power than the Heat. So
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
ain't no way I can see.
But I'm just saying, from the Heat perspective, you gotta come up with something.
Who the biggest person on the Heat team?
I don't know.
Do they got a 300-pounder on the bench that they don't play?
I don't know. No, they ain't got nobody
there. I'm serious. I'm asking. Like, I want to know the tallest, most physical, you know what I'm saying, player on their team, the heaviest.
Probably Zeller. He probably going to get some run. He going to get some run.
They going to have to play Udonis Haslem.
They might.
They going to have to play UD out there, guys.
Hey, look, Pat Riley come down from the prison suite. Hey, UD, go get his mind right one time, man. Go get his mind right. Yeah.
Who
you got? What you think, Rod? What you think they should do?
I just looking up the biggest player is that Cody Zeller, 6'11". Yeah.
How much he weigh?
I didn't tell him.
235.
Something like that, probably. He definitely lighter in the loafers than Joker for sure.
Cause that's important. Cause the Lakers could have tried to put
240.
240?
Ain't gonna cut it. Ain't gonna get it.
He ain't
bigger than LeBron. He not bigger than AD. He ain't bigger than Tristan Thompson. Yeah. And I ain't gonna say the other part because I'm gonna keep it. he ain't this color. He ain't this color.
He anti-white boys.
Come on now. He might be on his deal and beer though. You know what I'm saying? So if they stick him on Jokic, just say, hey, go collect five, six fouls. That's 12 fouls. between Udonis Haslam and Cody Zeller.
Hey, they Mahomes.
You gonna need him. You gonna need him. You gonna need him, my boy.
That played for the Rockets back in the mid-90s. Maxwell, Byron Maxwell. Man, they said this dude right here, like, he was a guard. So he guarding Jordan and all of these guys, Grant Hill, all these guys. Man, they say that dude used to tell some of them people, man, if you hit another shot, I'm going to punch you in your face, man. They say he used to literally tell boys that. God, yeah, man, they say he used to literally tell boys that. You mean you hit another shot, I'm going to punch you in your face.
Hey, I don't care what you say. If a boy, if somebody out there telling me that on the court, you sorry. You sorry because you can't guard. So you just mad. I'm cooking you. You can't guard me. You can't keep up. You mad? Like, man. Oh well, we gonna have to fight it. We gonna.
But you know, like in the era that they was in.
Oh yeah, for sure. He probably was a tough guy though. He probably was a tough guy. So yeah, he probably was a tough guy.
You at least had to think about it. And be like, yeah, he might actually swing on me.
So he'll do it. He'll do what he said. He ain't making no blind threats. He really about that. I heard a couple stories.
Going up for the jumper.
Yeah, but they say I think Vernon Maxwell or whatever that's his name. I think was it Vernon Maxwell or Byron Maxwell?
Byron Maxwell.
Okay. So whichever one of it is, like, I think that if we talking about the same person, he for sure was getting into it with the locker room. Like, it's all like his own people, like the fans and everything. Like, because he played what, for Houston?
Dude walked up there and punched him out of the
face. Yeah, he liked that. He okay. Yeah, I seen him on an interview. He did an interview, I think, with All the Smoke or somebody. Like modern interview. And he was like, when it came to him and Mike, he was like, nah, he was like, you ever thought about trying that with Mike? He was like, I mean, nah, not really. He was like, me and Mike ain't really talk a lot. It was competitive. We knew it was competitive, but he was like, I ain't really say that much to Mike, and Mike ain't really just do a lot of talking with me like that. You know what I'm saying? But so, I mean, that would have been.
Mike was kind of one of them guys, if you said something, then that's when. Yeah, you kind of missed.
Yeah, I think Mike was just a hooper. So it's just like he was going to bust your ass. It's just like you talk out. And then, like, you can't. It's like, it's still, I think, you know, in that case, you ain't going to touch Mike. If Mike on my team and Mike is Mike, you can't touch Mike without me jumping on your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Dennis Rodman over there, Scottie, like, I'm getting, you know. Nah, you can't touch Mike.
Oakley ain't played by Oakley. Still don't.
Yeah. Oakley was the enforcer. For sure.
They 6 years old. He still don't play by Mike, boy.
For sure, man. For sure. That's how it go.
Game plan though, Ryan. Before we forget that, what would you do?
Yeah, cause my camera getting a little dark. It's dark out here, man. I'm finna go get ready to go in here and set up.
I think you got to take Jamal Murray out of the game. That's the only thing I can think of. Don't let him go off and get spectacular ass jumpers from 30-foot plus. You know, when he coming
out,
sure he don't have no clear path. Watch the passing lane to Joker and go from there.
I'm gonna say this, Rod. To your point, I feel like Miami may have a better. They may match up better with Jamal Murray than the Lakers did. You know what I mean?
They're the wing defenders.
Yeah. So they may be able to kind of guard him better than the Lakers did, for sure. I think so.
Joker gonna get his, but if
he gonna get his.
Jamal Murray from having 30 plus.
Yeah.
Gonna bowl well for you.
That may be a game or two for him, for sure. But yeah, man.
Can't win with that game, please. You can't win with that one.
Hell no. Hey, they gonna see that. They gonna see whatever he doing, and then they gonna start running him off two-man game with Jokic and, you know, giving goals and all this kind of stuff. Like, you know, they gonna play him off the ball or something. Like, they gonna move him around and do something. They gonna make adjustments. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At this point, we got to look at it like these the best team that have beat everybody that was in front of them. So we got to expect nothing but the best in this, you know, this season, for this season, for the most part, you know, at the highest level that we got. So it's like, great. They going to make adjustments. This team going to make adjustments. This team going to make adjustments. You know what I'm saying? So I believe Denver been at it for a while. And, you know, I believe Denver got some stuff behind them where, you know, I'm pretty sure this ain't the first person that tried to take Jamal Murray out of the game. You know what I mean? But if he on the court, sometimes it ain't that you can do with him. Sometimes I feel like. I mean, the boy went off of 30-something in the first half. That's dangerous, man. It's a luxury if you get it going like that. Yeah, we got a guy that can do something like that. That's impressive. So,
no doubt,
but yeah, man. I appreciate y'all boys, man.
Man, we appreciate you coming on, man. Right before you get into your gig for the night, man. Everybody that's listening or chiming in, that's Will chime in, man. Follow my boy at DJ Code Red.
Yeah, DJ _ Code Red on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? You don't really need to. I don't really need nobody else nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? Personal business.
All them on Facebook.
Hey, man. Look, it's all DJ. It's all mostly DJ Code Red, though. So DJ _ Code Red or DJ Code Red. One of the two. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. And I'll pop up.
Yeah. What are you at any other venues upcoming? Like where else are you?
Right now, just weekly. I'm doing, you know, I'm at Speeds in Arlington on Thursdays and Fridays, like you said. I'm here on Tuesdays in Bedford at the Central Office Bar and Kitchen over here in Bedford. And like I say, other than that, I'm accepting bookings and other gigs and events and stuff like that. So give your boy a call, hit your boy up, and we can do some work or something, you know.
Hey, what's up? You need a DJ, that's your man's.
That's your boy.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
That's a big call. We appreciate you coming out. Of course, make sure you guys like, follow, subscribe. If you're watching this on Facebook Live right now, make sure you give us a comment. Make sure you like and share. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. Give us them 5 stars. I don't even care if you don't like it. Give us 5 stars anyway. We're trying to come up out here. You can catch us on Spotify, on Pandora, on YouTube. Man, let us know who y'all picks is for the finals too. Let us know if you believe in the Heat or if you got Denver.
I most definitely don't want to be the last person to speak. So I hate that you did that spiel. So y'all do y'all spiel after that again. But yeah, I just want to
cut the camera off.
I'm gonna say something good. No, but Lakers in 5. No, I just playing. No, but I just want to like real stuff. I just want to give both of y'all boys y'all flowers, man. And I really appreciate, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate y'all having me on. But I'm proud of both of y'all. I'm proud of both of y'all. You know what I'm saying? And you know, because I'm happy for y'all, man. And I like the show. I enjoy the show. And keep up the good work. I hope y'all keep going strong. And y'all already know what it is, man. Just hit your boy up anytime, dog.
We appreciate you, bro.
For sure, fam.
You think I can borrow $20? You think I can borrow $20 as well?
I got you. I send it to you right now. Hey, request it on Cash App. I got you. Hey, look, I got it on me right now, so I got you. I got you. If I got it, you got it. I got it.
That's love. That's real love.
Yeah, for real. Real shit, though. For real.
Cole, I wanted to touch on this, too. Let everybody know, if you're on Apple Podcasts as well, make sure you check out Landale's pod.
That old thing.
I know you did this since you did some episodes, but my boy dropped some gems. So if you're looking for something that'll really kind of probably give you a different mindset from what
he if you one of those guys that like to listen to women bashers, man, he your guy.
Tell him a little bit more about myself, goddamn. Oh, man. Hey, man. Hey, I deal with real life. I deal with real life issues, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm most definitely an unfiltered type of individual. And I, you know, I see things. I'm open to everybody else's perspective. But, you know, my experiences have made me the person that I am. And, you know, I got the mindset that I got. Everybody don't agree with that. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? But for sure, man, I'm a real one, dog. So I'm a keep it a bean on how I see it and how I break it down from my perspective. So, you know, but yeah, man, I appreciate you.
We got to bring that on Dale's pod next time we have a women's panel.
Hey.
We got to have a
team time. They going to hate me. They going to hate me. They going to hate me, dog. Like, I don't want to. They might run all the way, all the ladies off from y'all podcast. What's up, man? I don't want to do all that talking.
Don't have me on him no more.
Don't bring him in here. Everything I said, he had to do it.
That cold ring.
Nah, man. I don't want no problems, man. It's all love at the end of the day, man. Everybody want to be loved, man. That's why they talk about that so much, I feel like. Everybody wants that happily ever after type deal. You know what I mean? That's everybody want that companionship and somebody spend their life with at the end of the day. You know?
As men and women, I feel like we just came to a common, at least black men and women, we came to a common ground. I think we start accepting what it is and what it, you know, we'll be all right.
How big of a role you think the internet play in our relationship?
Too big. It's too big. It's too big.
Gotta
too
be 85%.
At least.
Yeah.
We're not gonna say where that 85% come from, whether it's men or women. We're not gonna say. We're not gonna do it.
any fella that's talking
to, we ain't gonna point no fingers. We ain't gonna call no names and point no fingers. Even though this is an all men's panel, we ain't gonna call no names. You know what I'm saying? Point no fingers. We'll let the viewers decide.
I guarantee you got a TikTok right now sitting in your inbox from your girl on some shit. Talking about something that you ain't doing or something she saw. Oh, I wish I had this. I guarantee it.
Man, look, man.
That's another.
But yeah, man. Like I say, for sure, dog. I most definitely appreciate y'all, boys. Man, I enjoyed it. It was fun. You know what I'm saying? I look forward to chatting again with you guys. And I'm finna go up in here and tear the club up.
Don't turn it
down.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. For sure.
It's your brother.
Get up with y'all.
We are the Rich Dreams. Remember, dreams money can't buy. And remember, if you don't chase your dreams, they'll become your nightmares.
Yes, sir. Yes.